I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back. You're in hour two of the Home Improvement Show. If you weren't around for hour one, we've had some great conversations. We talked to Mike about some concrete steps that are sinking. Pat called in and was asking about her AM signal and a new light put in on a big metal building. Maybe could be blocking that. And then another Mike called in, and he was an electrical lineman for Ameren for years and did troubleshooting for him, and actually gave us a great piece of information that Ameren will come out and will help troubleshoot and investigate issues like that for you in and with your home. So that is a really awesome piece of information to know that they'll come out and help try and figure things like that out. If something electrical's going on, they'll help you figure that. And then, of course, Jill called about some paint for some exterior paint for the inside. And I would say the only thing for Jill with the exterior paint is the exterior paint can go on a little bit different, show a little more, show brush strokes a little more. In that type of exterior paint, but if you have a regular paint on those cabinets and everything on the inside, I still don't think there's any reason that that wouldn't work out for you, having that and using that. So, yeah, we've had some really good, great things. If there's anything you need coming through here into this hour, give me a shout, 314-436-7900. I'm right here for you. Sitting in the big chair, we'll see if we can help you out. And don't forget, too, you can text into that same number and ask a question that way, and we'll see if we have time. We'll get to it on the air. We'll check out that text question and talk about it for you, and you can just listen in. Same number, same line, 314-436-7900. And looking at last week, too, we did have a bunch of conversations last week about, from simple things like a good product to remove mold and mildew from a driveway. Diane called in and had a good question about having a skylight removed from her roof and was asking about the proper method to finish the interior, considering the attic space, the ventilation of the attic space, in totally on the right track with thinking of how do I cover this up from the inside that doesn't harm everything between the inside and the outside, because it used to be the system that it's no longer. And then she had another question, same thing about having a chimney from a fireplace removed off of the roof and roofed over, and had a long conversation about the complexities and the dangers in having a firebox that doesn't actually have a chimney anymore, and had a good conversation about closing that up and making sure that that's protected for future people that may not know that that's not going to actually ventilate to the outside. So when you do work on change, get rid of, you know, do anything like that to a flue for a fireplace, you want to make sure that you do something to the interior that's real obvious to either block it off or keep people from building a fire inside of a firebox that maybe they don't understand isn't going to vent somewhere. So Steve also called in. He had a question about handling a plumbing leak from the unit above his unit in kind of a condo situation. And we had a long conversation about how to go about that, what to look for, and different places where those plumbing leaks can actually come from, because a bathroom leak, sometimes it's a process of elimination, and you really got to kind of dig in and look and see, you know, dig in deeper from underneath sometimes to really try and pinpoint where these leaks are coming from, because sometimes it's just the tub or the shower. It could be the wall. It could be the soap dish around the wall. It could be where the wall meets the shower floor and the caulking's bad and it's getting around the corners. So it's not always necessarily just a supply line, or when you turn on the valve, a supply line in the wall, or the drain pipe in the wall. I actually, a couple different funny ones years ago where I had one where they were like, part of the circumstances, and it's trying to work through when does it happen, what's happening when, and one of them came up and they were like, well, so it leaks more and worse when my husband showers rather than when I shower. And so the difference is, it sounds kind of crazy, right? You're like, well, what could you really be doing different? Well, I probably weigh a good close to twice what my wife weighs. And same circumstance there was, if the caulking is going bad where like the shower floor or the tub meets the wall, and you put a person in there and it's an acrylic unit that actually has some give, and that kind of moves and it opens up that caulk line, well, then all of a sudden you're getting three times the water through that caulk line, because you took a 125-pound person out of the shower and you put a 250-pound person in the shower. And strangely enough, that's how that works. So it's not always just a plumbing pipe that, because water's, you know, it's held out in many different areas and ways in a bathroom when you're doing all that. So I had another one that, we dug deep for this shower leak, and we just tried all kinds of stuff and nothing. We really weren't tracking it. We really weren't finding it. We took out the shower door and redid the whole shower door and caulked it right, and that wasn't working. And finally, we end up below the shower, and come to find out the drain from the shower where it goes over and then it goes down the wall. Well, they had added crown molding to the room below the bathroom and drove a nail through the drain pipe from the crown molding. And that's where that leak ended up being, was later on lower. And it was, you know, at the corner of the wall, and we were trying to trace how the water's getting there and all that's happening, and finally end up figuring that out and having to go through the ceiling and the wall, take off the crown, change this pipe out, put it back and make sure you, and when you do that, then you can put a little metal plate there so that no more nails can get through the metal plate when you're putting a nail right there. So, but you know, they didn't have that there, and they popped a nail right through it. So a lot of different situations can happen. So whatever you need, stick with us. We'll be on 97.1. I'll be here. Same line, 314-436-7900. We'll find me. We're going to jump into a break. All right, we're back. We're back. We are in hour two for everyone right here. Still here to help you out. Go Cardinals. Hopefully they're going to have a really good afternoon, I hope. But hey, for now, 314-436-7900 is how you're going to get to me. Whatever you need, whatever you have going on around your house. Maybe you got a DIY project you're looking at starting. Maybe you got some strange things happening that you're just curious to see what it may be going on. Doesn't matter. Small project, big project. Let's talk it out together. Again, 314-436-7900. We got Brian on the line. Oh, we just lost Brian. Oh, Brian, call back. Brian had a question for us, so we'll hang in here and see if we can get Brian to call back in. We must have lost the signal there, just like poor Pat with the AM signal. Gotta love these. I'm sure it's the cell phones kicking in and out and all of that. So, but we did. In the meantime, I did have a call last week that. Every now and then you get one where it's kind of heartbreaking a little bit when you hear about a brand new home with all kinds of different issues going on that they're trying to correct. And so Johnny had called in last week and he had a brand new house and he bought it when he retired, and he thought it was kind of like the know-all end-all retirement home that everything's just going to work out and this will be perfect. And that is just flat not always the case. And I had one about 15 years ago that was extremely similar that I can get. I'll make sure I get this out today, but we've got Brian back on the line. So let's jump to Brian. Hey, Brian, thanks for calling back. What's going on?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So we've got a drip that we can hear inside the wall whenever we turn on a sink in the master or a shower in the guest room. And then it's now starting to destroy ceiling tiles in the basement. So we know about where it's at, but we have to rip out some drywall. I'm just wondering, does homeowners insurance cover something like that? And how much would you charge to do a find and repair on a probably just a bad solder?
Yeah, so I mean the insurance generally does not cover something like that, typically because it is it's usually either one of two things. It's kind of like a maintenance thing. If you have old cast iron plumbing pipes and they just wore out, or if it's something that's newer but was just like not done properly, they don't tend to cover like poor workmanship, that sort of thing. So typically, no, they won't cover. They're looking for more, you know, the catastrophic events, the hailstorms, the tornadoes, the rainstorm, and you know, water came gushing in. That sort of thing is really what's more covered there. Very hard to say, you know, and because it will be kind of making a plan and looking at circumstances and kind of putting together like, okay, here's what we need to do. You know, here's the project to try and figure this out. And there could be two or three things we're trying to look at, open up. Just from the logic of where the plumbing is, bathroom layout, how things are happening, because I will, you know, let you and everybody know that sometimes you even not only hear a drip, but you can look at the ceiling and say, okay, there's the watermark. This is where the water is hitting. And that is not necessarily the case. So water will definitely take the path of least resistance, and your leak could be 5-10 feet away. It could be following a pipe and dripping off the edge of a pipe. Sometimes when it even hits drywall, it'll run 2 feet sideways to a seam before you see it as a water stain. So a lot of times opening up right where the stain is, that's usually the one of the first starting points, but that's not always the answer where you go, yep, that's where it is right there. And I've done the same thing with roofs where you see a water stain here, but you get up in the attic, you follow that water and it's way up over here, 10 feet away in a valley. So there is, it would be looking at it, assessing the bathroom, the situation, and coming up with a plan and saying, here's the different steps we're going to take. And then here's what it'll, you know, put together an estimate to say, here's what it would cost to go in this deep and find out what it is.
Can any plumber do that, or is that a specialty?
I mean, I would say almost any plumber could typically do that, but what they don't do is the repair and the drywall. And so, So it could be getting to a plumber and letting them track it down and find it and then fix the pipe. And then you're calling somebody to come back in, you know, to repair the drywall, tape mud paint, put things back together. If there's trim they took out, like base trim or anything to get something, or crown molding, you know, putting that back together. Now, Mosby Building Arts, it's a little bit of a rarity because we can figure out the entire project and we have our own plumbers. So we could look at it start to finish. Like we dig in, we do the investigational, we find it, we got the plumbers to fix the pipe, and then we've got the painters and all the people on staff to put it back together and to, you know, paint it and fix it, and you're done in and out. It's different, one company, different people throughout the company, but it can be managed and looked at and figured out from start to finish that way.
Okay. All right. Well, I think you answered my question. I appreciate it.
Yeah, good luck. The water leaks like that, and even, you know, you think you're like, yep, I can put a stethoscope, I know exactly where this is, doesn't mean it's right there. So I wish you luck.
All right, thanks, buddy.
All right, you're welcome. Good question, good call. Common situation, like the one last week with the condo and everything, same kind of thing. You go in, you start digging your way in and trying to see, follow the path backwards till you get to where you need to be is kind of how you end up with that. So, but anyways, let's get back to Johnny's call from last week about the new home and the situation of retiring, taking kind of a chunk of your nest egg and going, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to buy this home. I'm going to have a home built. And then I'm never going to have an issue. And having the feeling like I'm good, it just got done. Well, the first thing I would probably say to that is typically a home is going to come, a brand new home is going to come with a 1-year warranty. So it's not like you get this 20-year warranty that we've done everything perfectly. We know that we're going to be great. So just for starters off of that, it can kind of tell you that they're only willing to back them so hard and so far. And I had the exact same situation. It was around 2010. It was out in Wentzville and it was a brand new home. And the home was actually still under the warranty at the time. So at my first appointment to look at the issues that this home had started having in like the first 9 months, the actual superintendent of the subdivision was there at the meeting with me, worked for the home builder. And we walked all around, we looked at all sorts of stuff. And some of the issues that they were having was high humidity, especially in the basement. They had mold growing in the basement. They actually had ice forming on the interior of the rear walkout wall. So it's a wood framed wall in the basement that you has a door and windows. You can walk outside from the basement level. So that they took down some of the insulation, and on certain days, temperatures, things happening, they had literal condensation and ice forming on the inside of that plywood sheeting. They did have plastic up over that on the interior of that wall. They had house wrap and flashing issues. They had leaking of rainwater into that back wall of that walkout basement. They also had a sump pit that was at the front of the home that was helping cause some of this humidity issue on how that was installed. They outside of that, they had some bathroom exhaust vent piping that was discharging into the attic. So when we kind of went through, our work list was to vent those bath fans outside. We had to abate mold. We had to air seal and insulate that walkout basement wall, perform what we call a thermal break or a thermal barrier from outside to inside of that basement wall. We had to foam the doors, the windows around them, insulation, foam where the wood meets the concrete. You have to block the air infiltration. Then you got to insulate, and you got to drywall and fire tape, and you got to create an actual barrier. And you do not want plastic in any of this, because plastic does not let things breathe. It will trap the condensation, and it will help cause some of those issues as well. So no plastic goes back. And then, of course, we had to go around the outside, and we had to install some proper flashings around the exterior of the home, the deck, the windows, any transitions, sided walls to roof, sided walls to brick. All these areas had to be redone. So there was a good list of work that needed to be taken care of for that. So we're going to get into a quick break here, though, but I can get into more of that and help explaining more of what happened and why and what was going wrong. But I also love to hear from you. This is your topic, is our topic. So don't forget, you can give me a call and let's see what's going on and see if we can help you out. Just the same, 314-436-7900. Don't touch that dial. We'll have more home improvement right after.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah. This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Do this. All right. What do you got? What do you need? What do you need help with? What's going on around your house? I know it is it looks gorgeous out there. I know the temperature was really nice and it's sunny, and I'm sure everybody's trying to get into the outdoor feel of cleaning and painting and getting all the outside, all the spring cleaning that needs to happen, preparing the house, first time cutting grass, all these things happening. When you come up with something, if you notice something, you don't have to know everything about a house to walk around and really look and find gaps and cracks and see if shingle discoloration, if the one roof area looks a little different from the other, might be shingles missing or something. And then, hey, jump on the phone and give us a shout, and we'll see what we can do to help you figure it out. 314-436-7900 is where you'll find me, and you can text in a question to that number as well, and we'll jump into that and see if we can help you out that way, and you can just sit back and listen and see what's going on. So we'd love to help you. Don't be afraid. Just get in. But for now, I'm going to get back to kind of this new home build thing, because this does happen, and I don't want to give new builders like a bad name or a bad vibe, because they're not all this way. They're like any company out there. They're all going to be different. They're all going to have different strategies and cultures and what and how they're trying to do. And sometimes too, the industry helps drive what's happening and how and why some of this is even happening, because as everything just gets so expensive, then you've also got companies trying to figure out, how can I make this affordable? So you're going back and you're kind of like, okay, so now they're trying to do this and make things more affordable in a more expensive world, and we've got all these situations. And I can tell you too, from the one I was describing in the last segment, and everything that we ended up working on and having to do to correct this house, because basically the builder was in a stance, of course, that was like, hey, everything was done according to the county, and it passed inspections, and they said everything was okay. So we didn't do anything outside of the lines of what we were supposed to do. So there's that you're battling too, and there's good, better, best. There's all these, and there's different circumstances for different houses. Which way does your house face? The same house facing a different direction might not have the same problems as the other side of the street. So there's all these other kind of concerns that drive into that. And I did look this company up this morning too, I just kind of Googled, hey, are they still around? Are they still in business? What's happening? I don't want to say who I'm talking about, but what I'll say is they're still in business. They're active right now. They're considered a prominent home builder in the St. Charles County, Missouri area for about as long as I've been doing this. So since like the early 90s, so 30, 35 years they've been doing this with success. And it actually says that they continue to build new homes that are they're active and award-winning communities. So they are big. They win awards. They do it. This is so it's not just a shot at like one particular company. And when you think about how do you get better? How do you figure all this out? And the years we've worked at Mosby to try and do better and be better and to drive a good culture and everything, this is where the company really comes into play. Because even though you've been doing it for a long time, and you need to have strategies of like how you're going to run the business and how you have to stay sustainable, and you got, but there's bigger focuses, and that comes into a company's goals and culture of what they're trying to achieve and how they're trying to get that into all of their employees, every single last one, from someone sweeping the floor to the person in charge of absolutely everything. It really needs to be similar and to be the same and to understand it. And so when you have a good culture like that, you can develop things that make people better, and you can develop systems that help with just human error. Because when you look at being human in the workplace, basically the studies show that about 60 to 90% of all mistakes or accidents that happen in the workplace are just because people are human. We're imperfect, and we try and do our best. So there's this thing called the 4% rule, where research suggests that there's just an error rate of about 4% in everything we do, from data entry to building things. It doesn't matter. So, and of course, a lot of the causes are just, again, we're human. We get stressed. Things go on in our personal lives. Poor communication is a big one. Fatigue. All of these just kind of can come together, and it just happens, and it's a shame. But, you know, having a culture, having a vision and a mission and what you're trying to achieve, I can tell you right now that you can have the best strategy for a business that exists, and it will not matter if you do not have a strong culture and people that are willing to try and really make sure that a good strategy is going to work out and is going to be done well. So there's a lot in that. So the takeaway I would say here is, one, don't think just because you're buying a brand new home, a home that just got built, a home that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years old, that you're just in the clear, because you don't know. And the other takeaway is, really, if you're going to do this and you're going to use a good portion of your retirement, of that nest egg, to say real estate is a great investment. I was just talking about this with a client yesterday about how it's just a great investment. So that's a good, safe investment. But when you go to do that, you got to pick your builder. You got to interview. You got to find a builder. You may spend more money than you maybe think or thought or hoped for or guessed for. When you look up how much does it cost to build a home, and they say things like $250 a square foot to $500 a square foot, or $600 or $700. Why do you think there's a big difference like that? Well, because companies run different. They build things different ways. Some are actually going to be more concerned and doing things better than others, more efficiently too, so that more effectively and efficiency. So it could save, you know, you could spend more now, but you're not going to have some of these repairs that some homes may get into. And you may save money on your bills, on the efficiency of the home staying cool or warm, having a better HVAC system that helps save you money, and a well-insulated home that works and breathes and does everything that it needs, so that you will save on your utility bills. If you build something right with the right equipment, you could have such low utility bills. You can get solar power. You can do all these things that a little bit more up front now, but it's just going to save you in the end. It's going to make everything better. So it's just like anything else out there. don't think there won't be any maintenance, because there isn't a maintenance-free product or home out there. But understand that you can do better. And if you question and listen and understand and educate yourself on what they should do and how to get through it, and then you understand what they're doing and why it's better, then you'll see the value in that, and it will be better for you in the end. So that's a big decision right at your retirement and everything, and it's heartbreaking to get something that you think is good, perfect, brand new, you're never going to have an issue, and then you literally have an issue before the 1 year warranty's up and you're not having a lot of help getting it taken care of and getting through it either, because it's just not something a lot of them are going to do or take care of. So food for thought, something to think about. You can think about that, and you can also think about what's going on around your house and what kind of help do you need today. I got another segment for you, so if you want to jump in, give me a call, 314-436-7900. We'll help you out. We're going to jump into a break, and then we'll have plenty more home improvement right after this.
Presented by
the GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here, with the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss at the lowest price available. That's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Home Improvement Show, final segment. We're going to run through this. If you have something you want to try and get in really quick, you can definitely try that. We'll see if we can help you out. 314-436-7900. We got a few minutes left here for you. But we did get a text question in about some concrete coatings that the garage epoxy coatings. So it says that I'm gonna have my 39-year-old nasty garage floor coated. The word nasty worries me a tad. They're going to grind the concrete, fix cracks and holes, and then do either epoxy or, and I can never say these words right, you'll have to forgive me, but a polyspartic, I think it is, on top with flakes. Is one better than the other? Expected lifetime. All the questions, anything to be aware of. So for this, I have much more concern in the 39-year-old nasty garage floor that they're going to have to grind, fix cracks and holes and do all of this. I'm much more concerned about that base than I am either the epoxy or the poly type coating. Because everything, I have this theory that everything is as good as its base. And it really applies for almost anything in your life if you think about it. And if you have a roof on top of a roof, the new roof, and that's why codes and stuff, they even got rid of, like, they don't even want roofs on top of roofs. That rarely happens anymore. You got to really be in a budget or a pinch to get somebody to do that. And a lot of municipalities won't even let you, but the roof expectancy, the life expectancy is cut in half of the new roof if you have an old roof underneath it. And that's kind of the same for everything. So I'm not saying that it won't work. I'm not saying that they can't do it. Obviously they can. So basically what I'm saying is don't be surprised if some of this comes back later. If that concrete shifts, if it moves, if some of these cracks open back up that got repaired, it will depend on how they're repairing them, as how long that may last as well. So that's just a note to understand. And it sounds like that's all still going to be less expensive than pouring a new concrete floor and then waiting a month for it to cure and then doing some kind of coating over top of that. I would have a lot more faith in that as being a new concrete base under that coating. But looking at the actual coatings, I mean, the epoxy coatings are good. They're you do have to definitely make sure you're prepping the surface and cleaning the surface, which sounds like if they're doing all that work, there's going to be a lot of cleaning and prep, and there's going to, you know, it's going to be set up to take the epoxy or the polyspartic coating once they're done with all those repairs. But epoxy coatings are easier on the budget, and they are a more DIY friendly project that anybody can do. So the long-term durability of those is a little bit less than the other coating. Is definitely, it's not really a DIY product. It sets up, it has to go on quickly, and it's definitely stronger and can last longer. It's going to have more long-term durability. And if you want it done in one day, it sets up quick. They have to be very fast when they do the work. So that's why you generally tend to leave that to the professionals. It's better as a top coat for like UV, just wearing out durability. for sure. So that's all great things about it. It will cost more. So the expected lifetime of a coating like that is basically, I mean, I'm definitely worried about what's going on underneath it, but it, you know, that polyspartic, you can definitely get like a good 20 years or something like that, they might say, out of a coating like that for an actual time of like, how long might this last? So you're talking like 15 to 20 years versus 5 to 10, maybe on the epoxy coating of wearing. And and all of that. So it's definitely going to have about twice the life expectancy getting into that little bit better product. So that's a good thing. So the main thing to kind of cap it off, where the anything that you need to be aware of is just that I hope that all the repairs last well and work out, because you might end up with some of these cracks just transpiring, coming back with movement and sinking and everything. I would definitely look at that existing garage floor and see if any of these cracks, you know, is there any sinking with them? Was there height differences? If there's just cracks and there's movement and shrinkage, and but it's still kind of an even keel, then if there's not a lot of sinking, you might be better off. If there's some sinking and moving, then if you get more of that, then yes, you could be paying extra, putting on a 10 to 20 year product that should last really well, and having concrete crack and move and break out from underneath it. And that would be my biggest concern in this situation, is what's underneath it. I might highly recommend, at least sight unseen from the way it sounds, is just completely replacing that concrete floor, having it tore out, rock base put back, compacted real nice, new concrete floor put in. And then you can kind of decide, like, do you want the coatings for the looks and keeping it clean and surface to walk on and all of that? Or are you just forget the coating and just do the new concrete and have something stable that's going to work and last? So appreciate the text question there. That was definitely a good one, and something that B&W Concrete, again, can come out and take a look at and possibly help you with. So, hey, for everybody out there, be good to each other, be good to your homes, and I will look forward to talking to everybody next week.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.